There was a police car behind us, so it seemed like the right time to ask Ian what we should do if they pulled us over. "It's good to get your story straight," he said. "So what's your story going to be?" I asked him. "I'm a driver," he replied. That was true. He was sitting behind the wheel, but I had expected, given that he was a professional private detective, that his story would have covered me. "What should mine be?" I said. "Well, you could be honest," he suggested. Thankfully, we weren't stopped, but if we had been, this is what I would have said. We were in Farnham, stalking a resident, Christopher Steele, who once worked as a spy for MI6, Britain's equivalent of the CIA. We wanted to stake out his house, but we were having trouble finding it, because the name of his street, that we had found on a property database, didn't match any names that came up in Google Maps. As a result, we had been driving around narrow country lanes, in circles, for an hour. I wanted to meet Steele because of his role in the infamous dossier about Donald Trump and Russia. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Fusion GPS, an investigative firm run by a former reporter for the Wall Street Journal, hired Steele on behalf of the Democratic Party to dig up information linking Trump to the Russians. Over a five-month period, Steele, who had spent 4 years in Moscow as an MI6 operative, wrote a series of memos that he sent to the ex-journalist Glenn Simpson. Rumors about the memos had circulated for months within media and political circles before and just after the 2016 election, but the reports only publicly emerged in January 2017, 2 months after Trump's surprising victory, when BuzzFeed, an online news organization, posted them. Then, all hell broke loose. The memos, collectively known as the Trump dossier or the Steele dossier, went on to be cited in tens of thousands of articles, television programs, tweets, podcasts, and blog postings. Some of Steele's reports claimed that members of Trump's campaign had colluded with the Kremlin, and one salacious memo suggested that the Russians had kompromat, or compromising material, on the Republican candidate. It was a videotape, according to Steele's sources, showing prostitutes that Trump had hired peeing on a bed at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow, once used by President Barack Obama. Trump's foes embraced the Steele dossier as proof that the Russians had helped him steal the 2016 election from Hillary Clinton. The new president and his allies went on the attack, calling it fake news. Simpson and Steele became celebrities. In the fall of 2019, Simpson and his partner at Fusion GPS, Peter Fritsch, who was also a former Wall Street Journal reporter, published a book titled Crime in Progress, which they described as telling the inside story of the dossier. Christopher Steele, who co-owned an investigative firm in London called Orbis Business Intelligence, was enjoying the limelight too. A Hollywood production company owned by the actor George Clooney had bought the rights to his story, and in late 2019, he attended a celebrity-filled event at a trendy London restaurant. The party was held to honor a new editor of Vanity Fair magazine, and guests included Colin Firth, the well-known actor, and Monica Lewinsky, the former White House intern with whom Bill Clinton had an affair and who now wrote for Vanity Fair. The magazine had earlier published a profile of Steele that depicted him as a kind of James Bond for the Trump era. It described him as an ex-spy who knew where all the bodies were buried in Russia, and who, as the wags liked to joke, had even buried some of them. Steele was reveling in the moment. As the party was breaking up, another guest asked him for his business card. Steele thought he was being asked for his autograph, so he picked up his place card from the table and, pulling out a pen, signed it with a flourish.